ونستعينه ونستغفره، نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. I praise Allah سبحانه وتعالى and he's the only one worthy of praise. I seek his help, his guidance, and his forgiveness. I believe in him and I trust him. I seek refuge in Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him stray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Al-Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Al-Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are Muslims. With the approaching of the month of fasting, the month of Ramadan, the month of the Quran, usually a confusion happens concerning the sighting of the moon. And in this khutbah, inshallah, I would like to clarify this issue. Although that the issue is not that complicated to make a whole khutbah about sighting of the moon. And this is supposed to be something from the ABC of Islam. But due to the amount of confusion that created or been created or whatever, however it comes in mind of Muslims, I feel it's very important that we talk today about this issue. The issue is so simple, and it doesn't need somebody with a PhD degree. And again, does not mean when I say this, I have something against the PhD degree. but it doesn't need its color. It's so simple. Was the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, "Sumu liru'yati, waftiru liru'yati." That simple. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, observe the fasting of Ramadan when you see the new moon, the crescent. Finish and ending your fasting of that month when you see the moon, the crescent again. And this was the reason I'm saying it doesn't need somebody with a PhD degree, does not mean mashma' fatwa, it doesn't need a mother organization, nothing. If you have two eyes, so you are qualified, and if you can look to the sky and see if there is a moon or not, that's simple. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, وَمَا شَعَرَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't intend any hardship or difficulty in you in this religion. He found the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, pray standing up. If you could not stand up, pray sitting down. If you could not pray sitting down, pray laying down. So under no means you should abandon or neglect your prayer because you could not. There is nothing called you could not. Why? Because the nature of this being is so simple that you can pray according your means. Zakat. Give zakat. I don't have wealth to give zakat. There is no obligation in you. Flesh. Nobody said you have to go. لمن استطاع إليه سبيلا. You have the means, go make hajj. You don't have it, this it. That's simple in everything. No water, I could not make salah. Why? Because I have to take a ghusl, because I have to make wudu. So what? No water, make tayammum. And you can, you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, فَقْرَأُوا مَا تَيَسَّرَ مِنْهِ. Read what is easy in you in it. When you're making Qiyam al-Layl, in every matter, in everything, you found that Islam is so simple and it's so easy. But the problem is that we sometimes make the religion difficult, and I'm scared that some of the Muslims, learned one or ignorant one, individual or organization, they act like the children of Israel. The children of the Israel, when they have the problem, somebody die, somebody pass away among them, and they don't know who's the killer. They went to the Prophet Musa alayhi salam, tell us, ask your Lord, help us about it. So what was the answer? إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تَذْبَحُوا بَقْرًا. Indeed, Allah is commanding you to slaughter a cow. That's simple. We asking you, Musa, about somebody dies, somebody's dead. We want to see the fingerprint. We want to get the killer, the criminal. We ask you to intercede and ask your Lord. Now you're telling us, slot in a cow. You ask me to ask Allah, this is the answer of Allah. If Bani Israel went ahead and slot in the cow, now they will know the solution. You will see how the fingerprint will work. They will see the camera, they will see the audio, they will see everything. But the problem, are we willing to adhere to the order of Allah? وَمَنْ يَتَقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. Whosoever fear Allah, Allah will make easy his affair. And وَمَنْ يَتَقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ يَرْزُقُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Did we do taqwa first, and after this the risk didn't come? But we want to see the result before anything. Fulfill the command and the order. Allah says, if you fear Allah, if you have the taqwa of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide for you from means you have no expectation. Stop the haram, stop the usury. But I want a house, I want to build a house like so and so. I want to have this big, nice, fancy car. I want to have business. I have to own my business. Stop the haram. Stay away from the haram. Allah is saying, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ. If you have the fear of Allah, if you have the taqwa of Allah, Allah will make a means for you. But you did not have the taqwa of Allah, and you found means and ways that even twist the verses and the hadith to fit, and you go to fatwa shopping. Which imam, which organization will tell you that so and so is okay, la riba, and all the things that you can have it? Because we, in our heart, we are not sincere enough, we are not serious enough, we are not trying to fulfill the command of Allah, and after 6 years we will see the result. So Bani Israel did not listen when Allah said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تَذْبَحُوا بَقَرًا. Now they start to ask Musa, مَا لَوْنُهَا. Tell us about the quality of the cow, how big, how small, what kind of dough, what color. Continuing in this kind of questions, they were not ready to adhere to the command of Allah. So the problem of sighting the moon or knowing Ramadan started or not is not that big. It's not so sophisticated. It's simple. But we're going to start to ask, but this and that and this and that. What the Prophet said, صوموا لرؤيتي وافطروا لرؤيتي. Observe the fasting when you see it. Break the fast when you see it again. It's that simple. If the sighting of the moon needs so much calculation, and need computers, and need sighting stations, and need observer, and need magnifying glasses, and need undertaking committee, and demand organization, what about somebody sitting, living in the woods? Somebody living in a village? This deen is so simple. And the second calculation was not something that just started. Knowing about stars and people reading stars and moons is not something new. But the deen became so simple that even a woman, a young girl, a slave, a abd, everybody can see with their own eyes. So it doesn't matter where you live, in the city or in the town, in the village, Allah made a means for you to know when the month is started. Do you have a radio or TV? You have a satellite or you have internet or not? You still can know when Ramadan. You have no communication with no one. Allah make it so simple and so easy that wherever you are, you can know when is the month to start. But when Muslims object to the easiness of the deen, the simplicity of the deen, they want to complicate the matter. Now you can go like Bani Israel, أَضْحُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ يُبَيِّن لَنَا مَا لَوْنُهَا. Okay, almost tell your Lord, ask your Lord, what color is the cow? And they continue back and forth, back and forth, and back and forth. So when we make things narrow, Allah make it narrow for us. When we make it difficult, Allah will make it difficult upon us. As a result of this, now you can see the confusion among the ummah. Not only the ummah, even in some families, one is Hanafi and one is Shafi'i. The wife is Hanafi and the husband is Shafi'i. They marry, they have a children, but here the father is fasting and the mother is not fasting, and continue like this. It starts from the family, goes all the way to the masajid and mother organization. Why? Because they make it difficult on us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it difficult for us, that we have a disunity. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, see it, look to it. You saw it first. What about if we did not see it? So it's no problem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not carrying a whip. He's going to whip you and tell you, you made a mistake. In one day you're going to hear fire. Let me tell you what's worse than this. Even if the Christian, the new Christian is there, is already born, but due to rain. Cloudy dust in the air. We could not see it. So you could not see it. This is it. So don't fast. Complete Shaban 30 days. And the next day after this, now you start here on Ramadan. That's simple. Can you imagine evil? Evil as the Christ is there. And we could not see it. We don't know it. Allah is not going to whip you and tell you, you miss one day of Ramadan, you're going to hellfire. No. فَإِنْ غُمِّيَ عَلَيْكُمْ فَكْمِلُوا عِدَّةَ شَعْبَانِ. Now we come with calculation. And people determine when is Ramadan. Like I heard today, that they have a calendar for 50 years ahead. For 50 years ahead. When is Ramadan? When is Eid? Subhanallah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, Inna ummatun ummiya. Inna ummah ummiya. La naqra wa la nahsab. Al-shahru hakadha wa hakadha. We are a literate ummah. How the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying this, and he memorized the whole Quran, and we have some of the Sahaba used to write letters for him. We are a nation, a nation when it comes about sizing the moon. We did not go by calculation, we did not go by mathematics, we did not go by counting. When it comes to this issue, we totally ignorant about this issue, we don't want to involved in it. The month is sometimes 29 days, sometimes 30 days. This is that simple. So here the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam negating this fact that you start in Ramadan according calculation. This is wrong. This is deviation from the book of Allah and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, how much master degree and PhD degree the brother and the doctor said, it doesn't, it's not going to change the fact. And I want to alert you, my dear respected brothers and sisters, some of those people you hear, doctor so and so, and doctor so and so, does not mean he's doctor in the Sharia. Most of the doctors here that make fatwa, and they are members of committee and fatwa and mother organization, they are not in Sharia business. Found somebody have a PhD in chemistry, which is good. Somebody have, you understand, he's a physician, doctor, so and so, it's good. But even among doctors, physicians, he found a doctor for the eye, and a doctor for the arm, and a doctor for the stomach, and a doctor for the heart. It's not because he's a doctor, now he gives me your eye and tell him what is my vision, how good it is. He said, brother, I'm not, yes, I'm doctor so and so, but I'm not in this. But the problem when you present those people as a guest speakers to our audience, all of you hear doctor so and so. And now the audience, as soon you hear this D, capital D and R, that this is, forget about your mind, forget about what's Quran, forget about Hadith, and now doctor so and so is speaking, say everybody shut up. Everybody is quiet, everybody have to take it, because doctor so and so is spoken. No, it's not. Even in the fiqh and in the Sharia itself, it can be so and so, and he's specialized in this field, but he can make a mistake. He's a human being. The only one is ma'soom, could not miss mistakes in the Sharia, is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling us in the Sharia that he hurt him, or al-qadi, or kama qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is the ruler or the judge. Are you in position qualified to be a judge? If he exercises his opinion to understand the statement and he gets the right answer, he will get double reward. And if he made a mistake, so there is a possibility of mistakes. Even for somebody who specializes in Sharia, he will be rewarded one. Why? Because he tried his best to understand, but he made a mistake as a human being. So Allah still reward him for doing his best to understand it. But if he got it right, he gets double reward. But what is my duty as individual, as a Muslim, to find the scholar regardless? No. Because they have the statement in Quran, they have a statement in Hadith. How we can throw this Hadith like this? And now because Dr. so-and-so, mother organization so-and-so, say Ramadan will be the 23rd, or the 24th, or whatever day they're going to give you. Even the Eid will be such a day, and they tell you when Eid al-Arafah is. Subhanallah. I.e. the Hujjaj can be there in Arafah, and you in America here, you did not have even Eid, or maybe as Eid 2 days later. How can be? All this negating, نحن أمة أمية لا نكتب ولا نحسب الشهر هكذا وهكذا. We are illiterate people about this issue. We did not go by calculation. We did not go by these things. We were the month is 29 days and 30 days. What are you going to do with this hadith? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "In fa'in ghumma alaykum." What are you going to do? We said, "Sumu al-ru'yat." What we do with this hadith? Many hadiths, many things. How we can ignore this? And now we can go with calculation. So there is no basic of calculation. And for your knowledge, not even in the four schools of the Sharia. You do not find Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, or Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi, or Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi, or Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi. He says, go by calculation. So we come in with something, the first generation from the Sahaba and the Tabi'in and the Tabi'in did not even discuss it. We come with the issue. Somebody said, what about if this country fast and the other country didn't fast? Some of the greatest scholars also in the school of thought, they went by اختلاف المطالع, that there is different sighting for the moon. Although the people say it's only one moon. If the moon is there, it's there. But you didn't see it, but somebody said it. Sorry. And they have hadith in the collection of Imam Muslim. Hadith Quraysh. May Allah be pleased with him when he went to Sham. He went to the Sham. I don't want to say Syria or Damascus or Palestine because all this is Sham. And when he came back, Ibn Abbas discussed the Hilal with him. He said, what happened? He said, we saw it the night of Jum'ah. And say, but we saw it the next night, which is the night of Saturday. He said, what did you do? We said, we're fast. He said, so what? The sighting of the Khalifa Muawiyah in that time is not sufficient for you? He said, no, because this was the Prophet had command us that we fast when we see it, we stop fasting when we see it. So some of the scholars, they understood that means you can be in the Sham having fasting and you can be in Medina no fasting. Let's assume that this is what they understood. There's only two opinions that build on Hadith and Quran. One say, you see the moon one place, all the Muslims fast. And another opinion is saying each country has their own sighting. But there is no place for calculation in Islam about sighting the moon. So when somebody comes with this, he's coming with Ibn. He's coming with something that the great scholars of Islam and the great head of Islamic schools, they did not even acknowledge it. So let's try to stick with the Sunnah. The people say that we try to bring about unity among the Muslims. How are you going to bring about unity among the Muslims based upon bid'ah? Based on not hadith. Even if you achieve unity, we are not going by the result. We are concerned about the methodology before the result. It's not because I'm trying to get a result. No, it doesn't matter how I get it. No. We need a right means and right way. Now, let me explain to you one thing. According each country having their own sighting, there is a big mistake in the understanding. According this hadith which in the collection of Imam Muslim. There is no dhakhsa on the hadith. Okay? There is no problem with the hadith. There is a misunderstanding with the hadith. But let's say everything, the hadith and the understanding is correct. How much is distance between Sham and Medina? Tell me. Anybody know? Excuse me? 3,000? 2,000? Let's say 2,000. A flight of 1 hour, hour and a half between Sham, whoever it is, this is Sham to Medina, 1 hour you can be there. Same thing when I go from South Carolina to New York, I need 1 hour in the flight. Alright? So that means, how did you make the whole America to be one country? Because according to the understanding of Ibn Abbas and Qurayb and Aisha, that Medina is one country now and Sham is one country. So that for every 1,000 miles that we need a new sighting. I.e. now for America itself only you need 3 sightings. But when go and read in the understanding of the Fuqaha, they say even Masafat Qasr. Say even a distance of a traveling person, 50 miles, 100 miles, same way that you shot in your prayer, so now you have your own sighting. So according to this, we need for South Carolina a sighting, so I can be here fasting, and Durham or Raleigh not fasting. Now who made the whole United States to be one country? If we want to understand like the Sahaba understood it, so now let's say the same distance between Medina and Sham, we're going to apply it to America. So we're going to need what? We need 3 to 4 sightings. But it's so strange, from so-called mother organization saying America and Canada is one sighting. Why? So if this is one sighting, so what about New York and Morocco? They could not be one sighting? They share part of the night. But I don't know how people think and how some people may be playing with the statements. I don't doubt people's intention. But if you're sincere and you want to build a unity among the Muslims, don't build your unity upon no basis of Quran or no hadith. Nevertheless, my dear respected brothers and sisters, if we're really concerned about unity, let's try to understand when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ وَآتُ الزَّكَاةِ. Allah talking to the people of Colombia only? Or talking to the people in Kuwait? Or the people in Sudan? Or the people in Pakistan? Allah is saying, أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ, all of you. Okay? وَرْكَعُوا مَعَ الرَّاكِعِينَ. Bow down with those who bow. سُورَةُ الْخِطَابِ للجمع ما هو للمفرد. And the Muslim ummah, your nation is one nation, whatever you live, you are one ummah. So whatever apply to my Muslim brother in Pakistan, or he's in Malaysia, or he in Canada, apply to me. And what is sighting there is can be sufficient for me. Why not? If one Muslim sees a mosque is enough for the whole ummah, and this is supported by Quran and supported by the Hadith, this would be much better and much more closer to the deen and to establish unity upon one country or the Muslim fast. Now listen, I didn't see Saudi Arabia now, okay? Before I get the khutbah, somebody called me and said, Saudi Arabia saw the moon. Can we make an announcement about it? I said, no. I have nothing against Saudi Arabia. Neither I have something against any Muslim, but I don't want anybody to label me. Don't label me, because some people always understanding that when Saudi fast, we going to fast. It's not. Does not have to be. Does not have to be. And you saw in the history of this masjid, it didn't always happen. But we concern. We see. Okay, Saudi. Who else saw it? Who else saw it? Okay. And what is the possibility of seeing here? And all the things we study, and after this we release the information to the Muslims. So we have to understand this mosque is not belong to any country. Neither takes the system or the direction of any country. This mark been extended to be upon Quran and the authentic Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the best of our knowledge. Does not mean, again, misunderstand me, I'm saying Saudi Arabia is in the Quran and Sunnah. But we are here to try to see what is best, what it fits, what is the right thing to do, and what about if Palestine see it and Saudi didn't see it? Why you could not fast? Tell me. What about in Pakistan if they see the moon? Would you fast? So we are not ties to any community or to any country or to any regime or anything of this. We try to follow the Sunnah to the best of our ability. And if we adopt the methodology, one sighting is enough for all the Muslims, so it doesn't matter who saw it. It can be Saudi, or can be Palestine, or can be Malaysia, it will be sufficient for us to fast. Inshallah, those who are concerned about learning or knowing about when Ramadan, I already know that about maybe 5 countries already sighting the moon, alright? And we know that there is some organization, but that won't be fair to be the first day, doesn't matter. We still take our time, there's no rush. We leave a message on the phone, inshallah, after Maghrib or by Isha, to let you know what is the deal. Now you want to do and do your own business, it's up to you. Unity comes based on Quran and Sunnah, not according any organization. And I want to tell one thing to every one of you, especially those who are member in such a core organization or mother organization in America, which mashallah, not mashallah, that this will mean I'm happy, we have many mother organizations in America, and this is a sad sign, a bad sign. And we have many messages, we have many, many, many of everything. This calls disunity. This doesn't call unity. Violence, this is not. There is something called unity in Islam. So anyway, we have to learn something, that our loyalty be to Allah and His Messenger, not to anybody. Same thing, if you come to this mosque and the imam says something wrong, you don't follow me. You're supposed to correct me. Same thing as the shura, but don't say no. But I have been learning for the last 26 years. He never can make a mistake. He can make mistakes more than you. And it is your duty to come to tell me, and if I didn't correct it to the people, it is your duty to come to let the Muslims know. So we need to learn something, my dear respected brothers and sisters. Stop loyalty to a group of people and so-called mother organization. Have your loyalty, what is right? What is according to the Book of Allah? What according to the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? This should be the attitude of the Muslim, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us submitted to His book, loving His Sunnah of His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, try to follow it to the best of our ability. الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين. I'm sorry brothers again that I take a whole khutbah to tell you about the fighting in the moon, but like I said, due to the confusion that happened with Muslims. But nevertheless, we about to approach Ramadan tomorrow or after tomorrow, Allah knows best, and we need to prepare ourselves. We supposed to prepare ourselves a month or two ago, and I already talked to you about it. So please, if you don't have a Quran, try to get a Quran. Please, if the Quran already has dust and sitting on the shelf, it's time to bring the Quran down. Preparation for Ramadan with a good intention, inshallah. If you have any animosity between you and your Muslim brother, try to remove this animosity from your heart. And if you are indulging in something haram, that it's time for you to make repentance and come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to try to clean your heart and your hands and your mouth and your eyes from the forbidden things. Although that month of Ramadan is a month of competition, a race with one another towards goodness, and a lot of us, the race of feeding and eating and all these things, alhamdulillah, but nevertheless, you have to understand that part of what we do in this mosque is iftar jama'i. that we breakfast together, we have a big meal, and this requires assistance. So I'm appealing to you today that you try to involve, see what's going in the mosque. We need extra cleaning, we need extra serving, we need extra people to drive. We have about 30 students, you understand, they're going to be waiting there by the school. They need transportation. They need to come to break the fast. So we need somebody can come and drive the van and go bring them and take them back so they can go and finish. There is many things that's needed. So being a distance from the mosque or only coming to make the Isha prayer and Taraweeh, like I said, Imam could not do everything, and we don't have a super Imam. Okay, and I don't think they will invent a super Imam. Therefore, we need that we put our hands together. If it's about cooking, about cleaning, about purchasing things, we're going to use more hand towel and more tissues and spoons and forks. We need somebody to go shopping. We need somebody to drive. We need somebody to serve the food. We need somebody to clean up so the place would be ready in less than 20 minutes for Qiyam al-Layl and Salat al-Isha. So I'm calling on you today that show up in the mosque, give some of your time, okay, and to try to see how you can make Ramadan better for others, inshallah, and of course for you first. And also we invite those who have the knowledge and the information, they can help and assist teaching other Quran or reading hadith for them, whatever means that you may think that you can assist in this month, inshallah, so we can maximize our benefit, our reward more from this month, inshallah. So I'm calling in all of you, and this includes sisters also, that we need your help, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless your time, bless your month, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this month a month of forgiveness for all the Muslims everywhere, and a month of victory for Islam and Muslims. Ameen. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم في السلام.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.